Philip Gagan chose his Volkswagen Golf with care. He drove thousands of miles last year, and making sure his car was eco-friendly was vital. Now he's waiting to find out if that wasn't in fact the case, and is considering taking legal action.
To feel that the product was potentially misrepresented to me at the point of sale, I feel there's a real breach of my trust. And potentially the brand Volkswagen taking advantage of me as a consumer.
Just how many cars may be affected in the UK is not yet known. Despite that, lawyers have been inundated with inquiries.
We yet to find out what the scale of it is, but potentially it's enormous, because it will be surprising if Volkswagen are the only people who've been doing this. It may not be the same artificial testing devices and the defeat device that's been used, but the issue of the European standard and the way that has been presented to buyers of cars, I think that will be very common.
VW has admitted 11 million vehicles worldwide were fitted with software to trick testers into thinking they were cleaner than they actually were. It's unlikely to just be VW owners who take legal action. It's thought some car dealers will too, as well as shareholders who've seen the value of their investments plummet in the past week. There could even be claims from asthma sufferers and environmental groups due to the extra emissions that are being pumped into the atmosphere. It all makes the £4.7 billion put aside by VW to deal with the crisis seem a little inadequate. But Carl Thacker knows just what pressure and costs are involved in taking Volkswagen to court. His case was eventually settled and the manufacturer agreed to repair bodywork on his Passat. But he'd advise those caught up in the current scandal to join forces.
I think if the stress is shared within a group of people, it's a lot easier. A, you can speak to somebody about it. When you're taking someone to court on your own, it's just your word against that organisation, and it is very stressful. There's a lot of sleepless nights.
For Philip, the priority is to find out if his car is affected. Now he plans to have it tested independently, so he knows for sure. If it is, next stop could be the courts. Emma Birchley, Sky News.